here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. First off, I'd like to apologize to all of our listeners and people associated with the show about the last-minute change in our starting time, going back to 6:30 after saying we were going to be on a little bit earlier. The basketball game scheduled to be on WISL tonight is not being broadcasted, so everything is normal and status quo for our show tonight, except for the fact, unfortunately, that Joe Sirianni is not with us. He had some business at the Italian-American Sport Club, but we'll hope to have Joe back on next Monday. On our show tonight, we'll look back at the big win by the Western New York Flash yesterday over Washington. We're joined in just a moment by rookie starting left back Haley Palmer, and also the very controversial match on Friday between the Rhinos and the Dayton Dutch Lions. The man right in the middle of the controversy, Luis Sofner, the goalkeeper for the Rhinos. The judge, or the fans thought, and Pat Erkley and Dave Zielinski, we all thought there was either a foul on the keeper, or actually the ball was knocked in by a hand of the Dayton attacker. So we'll find out right from the horse's mouth with Luis Sofner a little bit later on in our show. And of course, we'll have all the latest news from around the soccer world with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. Certainly a lot to talk about, and we'll get to that as we go through the show tonight. But right now, we're very happy to bring on a first-time guest on our show. She is a brand-new member of the Western New York Flash in her rookie season and played all 90 minutes in the Flash's 3-1 win yesterday over Washington. Joined now by Haley Palmer, and Haley's appearance brought to you by the Flash. The Flash in action this Saturday in Chicago at 6 p.m. against the Red Stars. And then the home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending champion Portland Thorns. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your season tickets. Haley, good evening, and welcome to the show, and welcome to Western New York.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on, and congratulations on the big win yesterday, and also on getting the start and playing all 90 minutes. It had to be a thrill for you to be out there in your first professional match and getting a win, and certainly being a factor on both the offensive side and on the defensive side for the Flash.
Thank you. Yeah, I was super nervous before the game, but after the first 10 minutes went past, I was kind of settled in. So after that, it was a lot more comfortable for me.
And for those of you people who don't know about you, you're brand new to the team, just were signed just before the season started. Tell us about your background in soccer. I know you're a proud member of the San Diego State Aztecs, a college more known for basketball these last few years than soccer. But give us your background. Tell us about your soccer career.
Well, I'm originally from Northern California, and I grew up in a small city an hour north of San Francisco, and I played in a club called Santa Rosa United, and I played there basically my entire life, and then I ended up committing to San Diego State, and I played there for 4 years and had an amazing experience. And then I decided that I wanted to keep playing, and so I reached out here and talked to Coach Lines a bit, and then realized that I wanted to continue playing and try and play at the next level. So that's kind of how I ended up here.
And we're very happy that you're here. And I'm sure you're getting used to this wonderful weather we have in Western New York. I mean, last 2 days, 80 degrees, and tomorrow there's supposed to be an inch of snow. So I'm sure that's something you're not used to from being from California.
Yeah, definitely had my first experiences with snow. I got to build a snowman for the first time, which is pretty cool.
I guess we take it for granted. I'm a native Rochesterian, so I'm used to all this. But for somebody who's not used to it, it has to be a bit of a shock, especially this time of year when you're thinking about spring and we're seeing possible 20-degree temperatures. Fortunately, you guys have the Salem Sports Park, and you're undercover, so you don't have to worry about the weather.
Yeah, luckily.
Now, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 21.
21. So you grew up watching Abby Wambach, our Rochester's own, and Carly Lloyd, and now you're on the field in practice competing against them and with them and playing on the same side with them. What is that like for you? I'm sure you know, 'cause you watched them growing up as a youth player. What was that like?
Well, actually, like, when I first got here, it was pretty, and when they first arrived, it was pretty surreal. Like, I couldn't believe that I was actually playing with Abby and Carly. But now that I've, like, been around them for a couple of weeks, they're just, like, normal people, and they're just really cool and supportive, and they've actually helped me settle in here really nicely, so it's really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we've known Abby. We followed her career. Joe and the guy who was the owner of the Rochester Lancers from the NASL, Charlie Schiano, broadcasted the old Rochester Ravens from the W League when Abby played when she was a teenager. So, you know, we go way back with Abby, and you know, we're very proud of her. And
yeah.
Now, tell us about what now. Abby was a late scratch in the game because of a fractured orbital bone. Was that something that was a last minute decision with that changed? Changed up the lineup? How did that happen?
Well, actually, we kind of found out the day before, really, that she wasn't going to be able to play. So it was kind of a shocker, but I thought we did well.
Well, as usual, Coach Lyons has all the answers. He inserted one Vicky Losada into the lineup. All she did was score two goals and assisted on the third one. So,
yep.
That was a great performance by her. And the fans at watching the game here in Rochester at the pub were just going nuts because she showed why she's an international player and she did a great job. And by the way, so you mentioned you had some great runs down on the flank as well. So I noticed from your bio at San Diego State that you like to get into the attack and get involved in the offense, and you certainly did that on Sunday.
Yeah, I was originally in my early club days, I was a forward, and on my high school team, I played forward a lot. So, and then when I started playing college, I was transformed into an outside back. So I think my experiences playing up top kind of helped me, and they shaped me as to how I get forward sometimes and stuff like that. So I have an offensive mind sometimes, but I play defense.
Well, you know what the forwards are thinking, so it's a good advantage for you. I know there's one player named Brandy Chastain who used to be a forward and still holds the tied for the record of most goals in a game by a U.S. player, and she did pretty well in the back herself. So we're with Haley Palmer from the Western New York Flash. The Flash in action on Saturday against the Chicago Red Stars. Go to WNYFlash.com to watch the game online, and the home opener again Saturday, May 3rd against the Portland Thorns, a rematch of the championship game of last year. So, Haley, I was very impressed by the Flash yesterday, especially coming back after that bizarre wind-aided goal Olympico in the second half that tied the game. But you guys came right back, and Brittany Taylor really stepped up and got the goal that put you guys ahead for good. So what was it? What was the team's thoughts like after Washington scored that goal? What was going through your mind?
Right when they scored, I was kind of like, I was surprised because I didn't really know what happened to the win and everything. But afterwards, we were all kind of just like, all right, here we go, like next five. And then we actually, within the next five is when we actually scored the goal. So I think we were just focused on getting that lead back and making sure that we could finish the game with a win.
And I always say the most dangerous time after a goal is scored is to score, for the team scoring is to give up a goal right after that, and that's exactly what happens. So now, this Saturday you guys will be playing the Chicago Red Stars. Now, the Red Stars have not played yet, so you guys have a little bit of an advantage there. Of course, the game is in Chicago, and you guys will be playing at Toyota Park, which I'm sure you guys are looking forward to playing in that beautiful stadium.
Yes, definitely. I'm really excited.
It's funny because the Rhinos actually are playing the Chicago Fire Reserves on the following Monday at Toyota Park. So the Rochester and Chicago, both our teams are playing against the Windy City sides on the weekend. Very interesting. But you're going to have a job because on Saturday, Christian Press, one of the top scorers for the U.S. national team, she's making her debut in the NWSL on Saturday with the Red Stars. So what are you guys looking to do to try to slow her down?
I think we're just going to try and, our defense, we're going to just try and stay compact and stay together as a back line and kind of build off of past weekend, and hopefully we'll get a result.
Well, we're looking forward to watching that game. And, of course, we're also looking forward to the Flesh's first time in Rochester will actually be Wednesday, April 30th, the big kickoff dinner at the Italian-American Community Center. And I don't know if you've ever been to Rochester, Haley, but this is a very long-running, long-standing soccer community going all the way back to the 60s with the Rochester Lancers. And this is a very knowledgeable and very passionate soccer city. And you'll see that at the kickoff dinner. Make sure you come hungry because you're never going to taste a better Italian meal in your life than you will on Wednesday at the Italian American Community Center.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to come with an empty belly.
Definitely. And we're looking forward to meeting you. Joe and I will be there. Joe's actually the president. My partner is the president of the Italian American Community Center. So we'll be there. We'll be doing some taping of some interviews, and we're looking forward to meeting you. And we want to wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday against Chicago, and looking forward to that home opener on May the 3rd. So, Haley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye. Haley Palmer from the Western New York Flash. Again, the Flash kickoff dinner is April 30th, Wednesday, at the Italian American Community Center. The doors open at 5:45. Dinner is at 7 p.m. It's a $30 cost. A table of eight is $200. And it will have also a beef tenderloin dinner along with, of course, delicious sauce. You get your tickets by calling the Flash at the Rhinos office, 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com for more information on getting tickets for this event. And the pre-sale is going on right now, so get your tickets early. It will definitely sell out. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero Dick Howard with the International Report. Lots of news happening over the weekend. We'll tell you all about it next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Western New York Flash look to start the young NWSL season with 2 wins out of 2 as they travel to Chicago to face the Red Stars this Saturday night at 6 p.m. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live by streaming video. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending league champion Portland Thorns, kickoff at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kooja Kooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos play the final match of their early season road trip next Monday, April 21st, against the Chicago Fire Reserves at Toyota Park with a special starting time of 12 noon. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by chiropractic Dr. Frank Grayson of Brighton, one of our longtime sponsors of the show. The number to call for Dr. Grayson is 271-6080 or go to Grayson Chiro, that's chiro.com. Dick, good evening. How are things up in Toronto?
Good, Andrew. Very good. Exciting weekend, of course. A lot of drama, so I can't wait to see how it evolves over the next few weeks, but it's been great, isn't it? Especially in the English Premier League, Barclays Premier League.
It's been great, but Joe would kill me if we didn't start with the news of the day, which is Juventus extending
Good
their lead
to the
back
north.
Yep, 8-point lead now. They beat the fellow Bianconeri Udinese 2-0. Loriente and Jovinko with the goal, so Juve up eight points with 5 matches to go. One of those is against second place Roma, but looking at their schedule, Dick, I don't think Joe has too much to worry about. I think it's going to be pretty easy for the Juventus side to take home their third straight Scudetto.
No, that's a good result. You know, against Udinese, they're always strong at home. That trip to the north of Italy is always a difficult one for many teams, but a good result. And you're obviously happy with your result with the Blues at Chelsea.
Oh my
and then,
goodness.
Of course, the big game, and need we say any more, that was, they got everything, hadn't it?
It was really something that Steven Gerrard, the captain of Liverpool, was literally in tears after that match. I mean, it was one of the biggest wins for Liverpool in probably almost a quarter century, if you think about it. It's been a long, long time, and I don't think anybody really thought Liverpool would be in this position with just four matches to go, but it's not over yet. There's one big match. Actually, there's two matches, really, that are going to think decide the league. It's pretty much now down to Chelsea visiting Anfield in 2 weeks. Chelsea needs a win. They need to win.
Yeah.
And if they do, they're going to move ahead of Liverpool. But then Man City needs to drop a match, and they have to go to Goodison Park to face your boys. So you got to call them up, Dick, and you got to give them a little pep talk because, you know, they're fighting this for a spot in the Champions League next year, which is, again, something it's I don't true. Think anybody would have expected. So really, it's the next 4 weeks it's going to all be decided.
Yeah, they haven't had a good result traveling to the northeast against Sunderland. Unfortunately, don't go by West Brown, but they'll take it. And you're quite right. That Saturday, 3rd of May, will be a critical one for Manchester City and Everton. Obviously, wanted to get into the Champions League, but it's just amazing how it comes down to these games. And as you say, the big game on the 27th, but for the game on Sunday, Andrew, it was just incredible. Just so much emotion involved with the University of Hillsborough, 25 years, a big ceremony tomorrow in Liverpool. And I tell you, every time, you'll never walk alone, they play that, there's not a dry eye in my house anyway, because it's just so emotional. And the 1 minute silence that was observed, you could have heard a pin drop, couldn't you? It just tragic events, but certainly in the world of football, the teams really conducted themselves very well in respecting that anniversary. But great game, 2-0, 2-2. Then one player, you don't expect to make mistakes, Kompany. But let's take nothing away from, the goal by Coutinho was just superbly placed. But a great game, great atmosphere, I thought well officiated. And now, as I say, it's going to be a really taking one game at a time. And for Steven Gerrard, that's the only trophy he doesn't have or a medal is the league medal. So he'll be certainly inspirational as he was on Saturday. Unfortunately, here in Toronto, we needed Steven Gerrard in the shape of Michael Bradley, but we couldn't do it in the MLS game. And unfortunately, TFC went down 1-0.
They did
the importance of key players, Andrew.
It's tough when you don't have your big guns out there. But looking at the top three, Liverpool has 93 goals this season, which is incredible. I mean, they're closing in on the century mark, which I believe only I remember if Man City reached 100 last year. I know Chelsea has scored 100 goals in the Premiership in the past, but it's going to be offense against defense. Chelsea's given up just 24 goals in 34 matches, so it's really what's going to win out. Is it going to be the offense of Liverpool or the defense of Chelsea? And Mourinho always has a way of coming up big in these games. But the other factor, Dick, is the Champions League. And Chelsea has a huge match in Madrid against Atletico. And what a situation with the goalie for Atletico Madrid, Thibaut Courtois, I believe that's how it's pronounced. He's on loan from Chelsea.
Yeah.
And according to the latest word, according to Atletico, the deal to allow him to play in that match has not yet been struck. And supposedly, according to rumors, the deal is that if the goalie plays against Chelsea, is his team, Atletico would have to pay €3 million to Chelsea. So it is just an incredible twist in this entire situation with Atletico at the top of La Liga. Again, nobody expected that.
Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to do something that this team has never done, and that's make the final, I believe. It's their first time in the final. But without their keeper, who knows? It's
yeah,
crazy.
And he's had an outstanding season. Courtois has been outstanding all season, and I know that Belgium will rely on him very much in the World Cup. But, it's a very interesting situation. And as you rightly mentioned, that will not be an easy game, midweek, and then after that, traveling up to the north of England. So that could well be a factor because, as we know, Atletico Madrid are a hard physical team, and it'll be that kind of encounter. And it could be a decided factor in the way the game goes at Anfield. But certainly it's dramatic when you have this situation of Atletico Madrid spoiling the dominance of two teams you all expect to be at the top, Real Madrid and, of course, Barcelona. Barcelona having their problems here. Jeez, another defeat.
Another loss. And
they could have bounced back in the Copa del Rey on Wednesday.
Against Real Madrid, the game will be on ESPN. Should be a great match. But the other thing with Atletico and Chelsea in this whole situation is Mr. Fernando Torres, who was at his original club, Atletico Madrid, and of course he played at Liverpool too. So this may be, I think, the last chance for Torres if he is going to do anything and make his mark. This may be the chance against his former club. So we'll have to, because Mourinho's going to have to go to his bench. He's going to have to play all his guys, and Demba Ba is certainly on fire right now, and he's the guy you want up top. So it's going to be fun. But the other matchup, Bayern Munich has lost two games in a row. That's maybe the biggest news of the weekend. And now they have Real Madrid. It's going to be a very, very tough semifinal series.
It will be an incredible tactical battle, I think, in more ways than one. You know, it's going to be a great game. You know, quality players on both sides. Jeez, can't wait for it to happen because you get to this stage, you've only got quality teams and quality players figuring in the games. And obviously the big upstarts are Atletico Madrid, and they certainly will be in a very competitive encounter with Chelsea, so it's going to be very interesting to see who finally gets through to the final itself.
The big games midweek as well. Everton has to play Crystal Palace. You don't want to have a slip-up against Palace. They've actually been playing very well lately. Manchester City plays against Sunderland. Another big, big match there. Arsenal has West Ham, so certainly Champions League places in England are on the line. You got the Copa del Rey final on Wednesday. Atletico has a Friday match against Elche, and then, of course, Chelsea-Sunderland is on the weekend, and Everton has Manchester United. So it's going to be quite a weekend, and boy, and we're all leading up to the World Cup, and just less than 2 months away now is the World Cup. I hope Brazil is ready because there's a lot of rumors that they're not ready for this.
No, they'll be ready.
Have you made up your mind if you're going to be going?
Yeah, I'll be there for the semifinals and the final. I'll be based in Rio de Janeiro, so that's going to be tremendous, I think. And it, as I say, is going to be a tournament where anything can happen. You know, there's, I think, some very good teams in this tournament, and with some of the matchups, I think we're going to see one of the best World Cup tournaments ever. And Brazil will be ready, I'm sure of that.
I'm sure they will. Of course, the other big news out of the England camp is Wayne Rooney is out for the rest of the season with Man U with the toe injury. And is he going to be ready for the World Cup? But because without him, I just don't see England doing anything in the World Cup, especially matched up with Uruguay and Italy. It's going to be a very tough group.
It's so true, isn't it? When you get teams playing with the top clubs and, you know, demands on their bodies over the final weeks of the season and then to prepare themselves for a major international tournament, it is tough. And certainly, with Wayne Rooney, Andrew, I think a critical factor there with the England team, whether you pick him and hope that he will recover. But I sometimes feel that players are not really 100% and you take very much a risk with regards to that. But time will tell.
Well, I remember when Mr. Beckham was injured before the 2002 World Cup, and they all laid hands on the newspaper on his broken foot, and he came back and he vindicated himself against Argentina with that penalty kick. So, if Wayne Rooney can walk, he will want to be on that squad because he's the emotional leader of England, and having to play Italy, it's going to be a very, very tough match. I'm looking forward to the whole World Cup, and I can't believe it's almost. I've even said she can't believe it's almost here again.
It's going to be great.
Well, Dick, we appreciate.
And of
you
course,
being
we've got the final thing. I should mention this for the Arsenal fans that are listening to the show: Arsenal against Hull City. So maybe Arsene Wenger will be able to salvage something from what has been a very disappointing season for the Gunners.
They can't forget about that. How could, what a great semifinals. Sheffield United
lots
gave everything they had, and very proud of that team. And Wigan, of course, the holders went all the way to the death with Arsenal going to penalties. But, boy, Hull City, what a – if they could win that match, they'll be partying in Hull for months. It'll be the first big trophy in their history.
Yeah, but it was great. But the Division 1 team, the Sheffield United, gave a very good account of themselves. You know, and as I say, 8 goals, it's great compared to the drama the previous day with the PKs. But, I'd still put my money on Arsenal. But as you say, in a one-match deal, Andrew, we've seen it time and time again, haven't we, that teams can really produce that little bit extra and still be a great atmosphere for the world's oldest competitive tournament. It's just great.
That's right, and Arsenal have a huge home field advantage in that match, that's for sure. Dick, thanks again, and good luck to Toronto against Dallas on the weekend. We'll see how they do.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrew. Always a pleasure. And ciao, Joe. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, Dick. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the new keeper for the Rochester Rhinos, Louis Sofner, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Western New York Flash look to start the young NWSL season with 2 wins out of 2 as they travel to Chicago to face the Red Stars this Saturday night at 6 p.m. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live by streaming video. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending league champion Portland Thorns, kickoff at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos play the final match of their early season road trip next Monday, April 21st, against the Chicago Fire Reserves at Toyota Park with a special starting time of 12 noon. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
That's very appropriate, as always, from our great engineer, Bob D'Angelo. And how ironic, the Rochester Rhinos and the Western New York Flash both playing at Toyota Park this weekend, the Flash on Saturday, and then the Rhinos on a very unusual Monday afternoon game against the Chicago Fire Reserves. And the man who will be manning the nets for the Rhinos in that match is joining us now, his first season with the Rhinos on loan from the New England Revolution. We're joined by Louis Sofner, and Louis' appearance brought to you by the Rhinos again. That kickoff is at 12 noon on Monday against the Fire Reserves, 1 week from today. The home opener coming up right around the corner is the 27th of April, 4 p.m. Sunday against the Charleston Battery. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Louis, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Andrew Battista here. Unfortunately, my partner, Joe Sirianni, has some business to take care of tonight, so it's just me, so be gentle. But welcome to the Rochester.
Right.
Very happy that you're here, and it's been an interesting start to the season. Rhinos have had two road matches, a tough one against Orlando, and then a game on Friday, which, you know, I'm going to get right to it, because Pat and I and Dave Selinsky, the Rhinos fans, we're all watching the game. It's the 94th minute. We're ahead 1-0. Looks like we're going to take home 3 points. And then this crazy finish happens. Can you tell us exactly what happened? Because you were right there. You saw it. You experienced it. What happened on that goal Dayton scored?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, I think we all kind of thought we had 3 points in the bag, and with 5 minutes of stoppage time added on, I think that we were a little confused by why there was so much stoppage time. But nevertheless, I mean, we were trying to play it out and fight it out throughout the whole way. Those last 5 minutes, Dayton was really throwing the ball forward and just trying to get it in the box. They had two big boys up top that were just battling with our two center backs and our outside backs. But that last play, it was kind of just one of those fluke plays that you can't really prepare for it. You just got to try to do as much as you can. The ball just got kicked about maybe 30, 35 yards up in the air, straight up in the air, about 3 yards off the goal line. And once the ball was in the air, everyone just kind of started running towards the goal. And as a goalie, I mean, I thought I tried to do as much as I could, and just all you really think about is just try to focus on the ball. You know there's going to be contact, especially with less than a minute left. And just try to get as much as you can on it. Was it a foul? Who's to say? I mean, the ref's discretion. What he saw, I guess, was different than what we felt happened. But, I mean, it was just, like I said, it was kind of one of those plays where the ball could bounce either way, and unfortunately it didn't go our way.
You are very diplomatic, Louis, because, boy, there was when we saw the referee backpedal and go to the assistant. I don't know what the assistant was seeing. We thought, actually, looking at the replay, that the Dayton player might have actually knocked the ball in with his fist. Did he get his yeah. fist on it, or was it his head?
Well, to me, I couldn't really tell, and I'm still indecisive on after watching it a few times. But it was just like I said. I knew that there was going to be contact, and I just wanted to try to go up and get as much as I could. The guy, I mean, he was a big boy, and he jumped up right with me at the same time, and his arms kind of went up in the air. Whether it hit his arm, I don't know 100%, but like I said, it was just kind of one of those fluke plays where the ball could have gone anywhere and unfortunately ended up in our net.
Well, the Rhinos did play very well. I thought the team looked dangerous. They were moving into the attack so fast that the feed from the internet that was being broadcasted couldn't keep up. That's how fast the Rhinos were moving. And unfortunately, we missed the goal because they were in a replay, and when they came back from the replay, we had scored. So can you tell us exactly what happened on Sam Patron's goal?
Yeah, it was just a good play. We got the ball down the line, and I think it was Alex Dixon who actually made a good play on to turn the ball over, and Anwar Abbasi, who was playing left back at the time, he stepped up forward into the play, got the ball, I think, from Alex Dixon, put in a really nice low driven ball across the face of the box, and Sam Patron was there and just has a great left foot, and luckily it fell right to his left foot, and he buried it in the back of the net. I mean, it was definitely something that we've been working on, getting a lot of crosses in from the side, and a good delivery from Anua, and just an even better finish by Sam.
I wish we'd seen it. And then the Rhinos actually scored a second goal, which we thought was onsides, but the referee called it offsides. It was another beautiful mm-hmm. finish, too. It was came from Dixon. I forget who put the ball in the net, but that was disallowed. But anyway, the game's done, and we got to look forward now to playing Chicago at Toyota Park on Monday afternoon. Actually, Monday morning, Chicago time, 11 p.m. kickoff. Now, have you played it or been with New England at the Toyota Park yet?
Actually, yes. I was out there last year with them.
Well, tell us about the facility. What is it like?
It's beautiful. It's a great stadium.
And Rhino's playing against the Fire Reserves. Now, coming in as a second-year player from Indiana, you were a national champion there, so you've won the title, you have experience there. What's it been like for you playing here with Rochester, especially with being trained and helped out by Scott Ballard, who played so many years here for the Rhinos?
I mean, it's been an incredible experience so far. I've been here for 4 or 5 weeks now, and everyone's just been awesome with helping me out, and I'm really happy I got the opportunity to come out here. It's going to be very good for my development personally, but also, I mean, I just want to play games. I'm one of those guys who loves to play games, who loves to try to help out the team no matter what the situation is. And with Scott Ballard being the goalie coach and with Bob Lewis' history as a coach, I know that for a fact that our coaching staff is going to do everything they can to help us and put us in the best positions to win games. And that's something that I know that all the guys on this team, with a lot of fresh faces this year in Rochester, I know that everyone's hungry to just get as much playing time as they can, and if not, just do whatever we can to get wins.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that home opener on the 27th. And, of course, we're also looking forward to the kickoff dinner at the Italian-American Community Center next Wednesday, April 23rd. And, Louis, you're going to have come hungry because you're never going to have a better meal than you're having at the Italian-American Community Center. It's going to be a great event. There's always a full house. And we're looking forward to certainly seeing you and all the Rhinos players on next Wednesday getting ready for that home opener.
Excellent. Yeah, we're all very excited.
And we're looking forward to what we'll be watching the game. Hopefully they'll have video coverage of that game next Monday. We're not absolutely sure about it, but since it's a Chicago Fire, we know what a good organization they are. They should be, I'm sure, having some sort of coverage for all the fans here in Rochester. But we want to wish you guys the best of luck next Monday. And we're looking forward to that first victory. Hopefully you guys will bring it home on Monday.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll do our best.
Thanks a lot, Louis. Appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Louis Sofner, keeper for the Rochester Rhinos. Again, if you want to get tickets for the Rhinos kickoff dinner, call Bernie Iacovangelo at 889-4840 or call Dave Slinsky at the Rhinos office at 454-3000. You don't want to miss that dinner or the dinner the following Wednesday with the Western New York Flash, both at the Italian Community Center. The president, of course, is my partner, my good friend, Joe Sirianni. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis from Big Apple Soccer. We'll hear the latest from the New York Cosmos, who kicked off their season on the weekend, the Red Bulls, and the latest on U.S. soccer as well, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos play the final match of their early season road trip next Monday, April 21st, against the Chicago Fire Reserves at Toyota Park with a special starting time of 12 noon. Go to rhinosoccer.com for information on how to watch the match live online. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for a second straight year. 2014 through 2015 Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK to purchase your tickets today. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
The Western New York Flash look to start the young NWSL season with two wins out of two as they travel to Chicago to face the Red Stars this Saturday night at 6 p.m. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live by streaming video. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd against the defending league champion Portland Thorns, kickoff at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report, Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store or go to visit their website at www.salen.com. Michael, good evening. How are things down in the Big Apple tonight?
Very well, thank you. Very calm down here before our storm of rain tomorrow.
Well, you're getting rain. We might get snow. So count your blessings.
I hear you.
But what a big result for the Cosmos yesterday. Big win, 4-0 over the runners-up from last year, the Silverbacks, a rematch of the Soccer Bowl. And all the fans in Rochester, I'm sure, are very, very proud of Juan Carlos Mendez, who started his pro career right here in Rochester and scored a goal back in 2003. And he scored two on Sunday, and that was his first goal since 2003. And boy, what a great way to start the season!
It really is, you know, for the team and for Carlos. Yes, Carlos is not necessarily known for his goal scoring prowess, being a central defender. He does go up on, you know, dead ball situations such as corner kicks and free kicks, and that's how he wound up scoring both his goals. After the game, the first question I asked him was, how come you didn't get a hat trick? I could say that. I could ask him that. I've known him for enough years that he's not going to be offended at all. He got a good laugh out of that. But it's just one of those things. I think that's one reason why we follow sports. We just don't know what's going to happen. Could not have happened to a nicer guy. I'll tell you this. How long ago it was? Well, Big Apple Soccer wasn't around then. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary later this month, so that's a long, long time ago. That's not even in our database. And I should let you know, with the help of the Rochester Rhinos, we found the exact date. I spoke to Greg Stanton earlier today, and he looked it up in the team's archives. And on August 18th, 2003, Carlos Mendez scored against the Atlanta Silverbacks. Excuse me, yes, the same Atlanta Silverbacks in a 3-0 victory, the last goal. So I really appreciate Greg for helping us out to do a couple of follow-up stories on Carlos Mendez.
I heard there was a special guest in attendance yesterday, somebody named Pelé.
Yes, there was. Before the game, a couple of hours before the game, they unveiled a commemorative plaque for him at Hofstra Stadium. He had never played a game at Hofstra Stadium, but because he was a part of the Hofstra Soccer Conference of scholars, professors, teachers, and media, where they had different philosophies and aspects of the game of soccer, and not too much coaching X's and O's, but over a 3 to 4 day period, it was quite enlightening. Pelé received an honorary degree, a doctorate degree from Hofstra University, and he stole the show on Friday when he got the degree, obviously. Yesterday, he had two major responsibilities. One was showing up at the plaque ceremony, and then the NASL championship trophy that the Cosmos won during last year's Soccer Bowl. He helped in the presentation of that as well, too. So a busy weekend for Pelé.
Did you have a chance to talk to him at all?
Yes, I got 7 minutes and 22 seconds to talk to him. That's what my voice recorder said after I was finished. One-on-one. Talked to him about the World Cup, his background, that sort of thing. I wound up doing the story in the Sunday edition of Newsday. And I hope to have a story later this week about the times my thoughts about Pelé through the years. I've had the opportunity and the privilege of watching him play in his prime when he played against the Rochester Lancers, and talked to him one-on-one a few times, too, and I've been doing some research on some of my archive stories about him. So I hope to have a story about about my memories about him later this week.
I look forward to seeing that at BigAppleSoccer.com. And speaking of the NASL, they had a big event in Indianapolis, 11,048 people for their first game. It was a 1-1 draw against Carolina, but another Rhino connection. Former Rhino Mike Ambersley scored the first goal in Indianapolis history. He was also a graduate of Indiana, much like our previous guest, Rhinos keeper Louis Sofner. So certainly a great start for the Indy 11 from an attendance standpoint, certainly. So the NASL season's off and running, and MLS is running, USL Soccer is off and running, and the NWSL has started. So we're all in soccer mode, outdoor soccer mode now in the United States.
And for me personally, I'll tell you this, I've never been this busy in my life, because now we have the Cosmos at the beginning of the season, not just joining in the middle of it. And then there's this little tournament that's happening in Brazil in June and July, too. So there's obviously a lot of excitement about that. And then you add international soccer and what's happening in Europe and everything else. And this is like, for us, I think for any soccer fan who's listening to the show, this is the golden age of soccer, because you've got so much to choose from. If your favorite team is not available on TV, you could probably watch them on the internet, sometimes for free, maybe many times you might have to pay. But, man, I remember back in the day, we might get one soccer game a week, soccer made in Germany, and it was a week old. So people out there, enjoy the times. These are incredible times, no matter what.
Don't forget about All-Star Soccer with Mario Machado. That was my first experience with international soccer, watching the great Nottingham Forest teams with Trevor Francis and Pete and John and John Robertson and Peter Shilton, my favorite player. So certainly a great time. But, of course, next year you've got FC New York City FC starting up. So they've got to clone you, I think, Michael. It's going to be crazy next year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's pretty heavy right now because just from the Big Apple site, there are just we have just so many updates from the Red Bulls. I have a correspondent who, Christian Dyer, does a marvelous job covering the Red Bulls. He had three stories today. We had a few more follow-up stories about the Cosmos. We had some news about the Sky Blue down here. So it was a very, very busy Monday. And, man, you add a new kid on the block next year. And, hopefully by then they'll find a way to clone people.
Yeah, definitely. We got a couple minutes, Michael. The Red Bulls, another disappointing result. 1-0 loss to DC, who hadn't won back-to-back matches since 2002 or 2012. They were in existence in 2002. It was just a pipe dream, but certainly not the way that the Red Bulls expected to start this season.
Definitely not. I mean, the supporters, Shields champions, they have a good team. On Saturday night, they had so many opportunities in the penalty area that they couldn't put more on target or even one behind Andrew Dykstra, the goalkeeper. I don't understand. The headline I used, the gang that couldn't shoot straight, which I sort of borrowed from a Jimmy Breslin book about the mob in the 1960s or 70s in the New York City area, but they were literally the team that couldn't shoot straight on Saturday night. Credit to DC United. They did what they had to do, but the Red Bulls should have, in a game like that, when you dominate, particularly in the second half, you've got to come away with a point. And even if it was a tie, they would still be winless. But on Wednesday night, they face Philadelphia at home. That's a must-win situation. I mean, there are cliches about must-win situations, but they need 3 points desperately.
They certainly do. And, of course, there's a number of teams in MLS that haven't won a game yet this year, so the Red Bulls are not by themselves in that aspect. But it's a young season. It's still very early. Lots of time left to go. And they certainly have time to get back in the swing of things. So, Michael, it's been a pleasure as always. Hope everything goes well this week. We'll see what happens in that Red Bulls match. And we'll talk to you again next Monday as we continue our march toward the World Cup.
As always, I enjoy being on the show. It's a privilege to be on it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege having you. Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate it. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And again, you can see, read about Michael Nichols' articles about soccer in New York City area and all around the world, and also some things on the Lancers of the NASL days at BigAppleSoccer.com. That's going to do it for our show tonight. I want to thank Haley Palmer from the Western New York Flash, Louis Soffner from the Rhinos, also Jackie Maynard, Mike Cipolla, Aaron Lines from the Flash, Greg Stanton, Dave Zielinski, Pat Erkley from the Rhinos. The Flash in action Saturday, 6 p.m. in Chicago against the Red Stars. And the Rhinos next Monday at 12 noon against the Chicago Fire. WMIFlash.com and RhinoSoccer.com to watch those matches. And get your tickets for the kickoff dinners. Rhinos on April 23rd and the Flash on April 30th. This has been Andrew Battisi with Michael Lewis, Dick Howard, Bob DeAngelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe Sarandon will be back with us next week. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.